Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an emergency appeal by former President Donald Trump to step into his legal fight over the FBI's search of his Florida estate. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The High Court refused to consider former President Trump's emergency appeal without commenting. Trump had pressed the court on an issue relating to classified documents seized in a search authorized by a federal judge of Mar-a-Lago. The Trump team was asking the justices to overturn a lower court ruling and permit an independent arbiter or special master to review the roughly 100 documents with classified markings that were seized. A three-judge appellate court panel had sided with the Justice Department. It argued there was no legal basis for the special master to conduct his own review of the classified records. Norman Hall, Washington.
The U.S. House January 6 committee voted unanimously Thursday to subpoena Donald Trump, demanding the former president's personal testimony. This as it unveiled startling new video from his closest aides describing his attempt to stay in power, resulting in the assault on the U.S. Capitol. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson says Trump did everything he could think of to stay in office.
He is required to answer for his actions. He's required to answer to those police officers who put their lives and bodies on the line to defend our democracy. He's required to answer to those millions of Americans whose votes he wanted to throw out as part of his scheme to remain in power.
The former president slammed the January 6th panel over the subpoena, asking why he wasn't called earlier to testify. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. A bus bombing in a suburb of Damascus killed 18 Syrian soldiers. Syrian state media, citing a military source, reported that the blast on Thursday also wounded at least 27 others. Similar attacks in the past years have killed and wounded dozens of soldiers in government-held parts of the war-torn country. South Korea says North Korea has launched a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch happened early Friday, but gave no further details. It's the latest in a spate of missile launches by North Korea in recent days. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea also flew warplanes near the rival's border late Thursday and early Friday, prompting South Korea to scramble fighter jets. There have been no reports of clashes between the two Koreas. U.S. authorities say a suspect is under arrest in the state of North Carolina's capital city for allegedly killing five people, including an off-duty police officer, on Thursday evening. A police official said the juvenile was taken into custody after an hours-long manhunt in Raleigh that forced residents across multiple neighborhoods to take shelter in their homes. Police did not immediately release the identity and age of the suspect. Saudi Arabia rejected, as not based on facts, criticism of an OPEC decision last week to cut its oil production target despite U.S. objections, and said on Thursday that Washington's request to delay the cut by a month would have had a negative economic consequence. The White House pushed back, saying it presented the Saudis with an analysis that showed the cuts could hurt the world economy, and alleging the Saudis pressured other OPEC members on a vote. Officials from both countries are expected to discuss the situation shortly. The back and forth has added to what has been a frosty period of relations for the two countries, who have had an energy for security alliance for decades. Thousands were warned to flee their homes in southeastern Australia on Friday to escape surging floodwaters threatening towns across three separate states. The flooding emergency was the worst in Victoria, Australia's second most populous state. Friday morning, rapidly rising waters swamped a suburb of Melbourne, forcing evacuations as well. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.